In the race to lead the new Conservative Party, the poaching has started. The deadline has passed to sign up new members, so the three candidates for the job must now lure supporters who were signed up by one camp into another. Tonight in Calgary, MP Diana Blonsey holds a town hall to talk mostly about the sponsorship scandal, and voters in the new federal riding of Calgary North Centre have been invited to a public forum with the two contestants who want to run for the party in the riding. John Osler is a former Progressive Conservative, and Jeremy Hexham is a former Canadian Alliance member. Both have agreed to pop in for a visit every couple of weeks between now and that crucial vote on March the 20th. Hello to you both.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
How has this whole sponsorship thing been playing out in this campaign? I would have thought it had disappeared by now, but it just seems to have legs. John, is it showing up?
A little bit, but I think more importantly from a political point of view is it highlights who's not in the race. And I cite as an example Peter McKay, who has put on a stellar performance in the House of Commons attacking the government on this. There are other members of Parliament who are fantastic opposition MPs. The second part of it politically is you look at the polls. The polls seem to suggest it was a blip. The Liberals are on their way to a majority again. And what it underlines is that people simply aren't racing to embrace the new Conservative Party and the candidates who are trying to lead it.
It's too bad in a way, Jeremy, because they've been prodded along by steadily more distressing revelations about this whole sponsorship.
But I think it's interesting to note that before this sponsorship scandal, the thing was how many seats were the Liberals going to take? The issue is, will Paul Martin call the election in the spring to save whatever seats he can get? And I think that's the issue. Yeah, the Liberals will win again, I'm sure of it. But we can just see how many seats it helps the Conservatives keep. Will they keep their seats here? I remember 6 months ago people saying that the Liberals were going to sweep Calgary, and I don't think that's going to happen as much. People aren't talking as much about that as they once were.
The election timing does come up here, John. Would it be a good thing for whoever wins this thing to have an election later than March, April?
Well, clearly for the Conservatives, a later election is better because the winner is going to, you know, with a quick election, jumps from one campaign right to the other before the party's had a policy conference. So, you know, the longer the better from the Conservative point of view.
You know, with the anticipation of an election as soon as this spring, I've been intrigued by the timing here. We have this meeting tonight where Jim Prentice and David Salmon will debate their merits as the candidate to run in Calgary North Centre. And yet here are two guys, you know, both experienced in politics, who have to run before they know if they're going to have a leader with whom they can work. I mean, John, isn't that a terrible situation to put a potential candidate in?
A little bit, but you have to realize that they probably didn't have a lot to say about when the nomination meeting was. I have some experience with this, and the interesting dynamic is that the old Progressive Conservatives were holding out for nomination meetings as late as possible, and preferably after the leadership race, saying, well, you know, we want to see who the leader is, but really it was so that the former Progressive Conservative would have time to sell membership. So it's unfortunate, but it's timing beyond their control, but they are operating in a bit of a vacuum.
What do you make of this thing in North Centre, Jeremy?
Well, this is my home riding, so
I know where he's going
to
be.
I actually won't be there tonight, but I would like to be there. I think it's interesting for these two guys to run. Again, they had no say in it. Calgary North Centre has been a very contentious riding.
Contentious riding with the Alliance? Or was with the Alliance?
Was with the Alliance with the whole... with the election that happened beforehand, before the boundary was broken up, there was a lot of division between the different camps for Joel Lowe, Jocelyn Bergender, and Sean Howard.
I remember that. Yeah. So this time around, now you've got two contenders tonight who will say to the people of North Centre, pick me. But Jim Prentice ran against, right? He ran for the leadership. And I'm wondering if Stephen Harper takes this thing, if that's a leader that Jim Prentice is going to be able to work with.
I mean, I think you have that all the time where you have different people that work together. I mean, look at Diana Blonsey ran against Stephen Harper. She's done quite well. Look at the leader in the opposition right now from Lethbridge, Grant Hill, who is the leader right now, and Stockwell Day. I mean, even Stockwell Day did quite well under Harper's cabinet.
Well, Diana Blonsey is just amazing. She's a story in and of herself, because now tonight she has the luxury of being able to hold this town hall and talk about the sponsorship scandal, right? Because she knows she is that secure in that.
And she's also one of two candidates in Calgary who went unchallenged for their nominations. Her and Art Hanger.
How will the gaffe by Mr. Harper over the India Day? This is where his organization sent out congratulations on Indian Day to native groups, mistaking them for people from India or interested in the continent of India. John, how does something like that happen in a campaign?
Well, when you're a gaff guy, you're a gaff guy.
Oh, come on.
This is a bigger issue than the leadership race. This is an issue about whether or not somebody's qualified to be the prime minister. First, he started talking about putting firewalls up around the most prosperous part of the country. Then he talked about the defeatist attitude of people that live in what is characterized as a depressed part of the country. Now he's attacking another group. If we're going to have a country and you're going to lead a country, you've got to understand that there are differences. You've got to find common ground on those.
I got to let Jeremy get in.
He doesn't have it.
I got to get him in here. Just watch him defend Stephen Harper. This is what I'm dying to see here.
John, have you never made a computer mistake in your life either? Somebody probably hit. It's probably the same person who did the MPARC problem here in Calgary. Somebody made a mistake. I don't think it was Stephen. It was probably one of his people who hit the wrong button and made a mistake there. As for his whole comments about the Maritimes, are you sure he was actually quoted as saying that? I'm sure he was misquoted. Stephen loves the Maritimes, and as Jeff can attest, the Maritimes are one of the most beautiful parts of the country. And I think Stephen was referring to the area, not the people, when that comment is attributed to him.
What matters is what people thought he said, because politics is about perception, and perception is reality. He goofed that time. He goofed when he talked about firewalls, and he goofed this time.
But now, Jeremy, are you drifting away from the talented Belinda Stronach here? Am I beginning to hear a Harper vote coming on?
I am still very undecided. I was really not happy with Belinda with the debate. With healthcare, you know, 1 minute she's saying one thing, then 10 seconds later she said she was in favor of two-tier healthcare, all within literally the same sentence when Tony Clement questioned her about that. I like Stephen. I'm also looking at Tony Clement. I mean, after our last show, I actually had somebody who was a very hardcore pro-Harper supporter call me up and say, how can you support Harper? He doesn't support democracy. He's running an authoritarian cabinet. And then the other issue they brought up was the whole Grant Devine issue in Saskatchewan, where they said, look, the grassroots, the constituents, you should have had the chance or the choice to make that decision. And it's true, if I lived in that riding, I'd probably be pretty upset right now, because, I mean, I'd like to have the grassroots. Tony Clement actually said that was wrong. Harper supported it. So
Clement is also saying, and John, you tell me this, Tony Clement is saying the real battle here is for second place. Is that really what's going on?
Well, I thought the battle here was to win, but I mean, second is close doesn't really count except in horseshoes and hand grenades. It's a tactical maneuver. His view is that if he finishes second, he's got a chance to win on a subsequent ballot or on the runoff vote on the basis that the Harper support probably is capped and there's a significant anybody but Harper movement. Tony Clement probably stands the greatest chance of taking advantage of that.
Can I get you to rank? We had 3 weeks to go. Can I get you to rank the candidates? Because the next time I talk to you two guys will be actually the day before the vote. So let's rank them as they stand right now with 3 weeks left to pick.
First place, Harper. Second place, Tony. Third place, Belinda.
Harper, Tony, and Belinda. What about you, John?
Harper, Stronach, Clement.
Oh, so you're switching the bottom two, eh? All right. We will see how it works out. Talk to you again just before you have to cast your ballots. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
That was fun.